Postgame starts now on Mix 101.7 KAYL, online at stormlakeradio.com. Storm Lake St. Mary's defeats Clay Central Everly 78-68. I'll get to the individual scoring a little bit later. Right now, I'd like to take a moment to visit with Panther head coach Nick Landgraf. Interesting game, Nick. You're up 12 at the break, led by as many as 15 early in the third, only to see that lead vanish. And with 5.5 minutes to go, coach, you're down 3 points, but your team certainly more than responded from that, faced a little adversity, and got the job done.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, Clay Central played awful hard, scrappy team. Seeing ourselves in that situation will help out and pay dividends in the long run. As you can tell, we're trying to play fast. We talked about, you know, it's going to be a game of runs. We're going to make big runs when opponents get tired. However, we're going to see them make some runs at us, and just we took that time out there when they got up three, not because they took the lead, but because we weren't getting down the floor. We were hanging our heads a little bit. It's like, all right, let's get back to playing the way we want to this season.
Well, good time out, coach, because your team at that time, you mentioned 55-52 after the Mavericks went on a 14-1 run. But after that, your team responded with a 16-3 run over about a three-minute stretch right there and really put the game away.
Yeah, and we talked about we're playing 11 right now, 10 tonight, and we think we can really wear teams out. And I was really satisfied with our defense. I think, what did we give up, 22 first half?
Mm-hmm.
Did a great job there, but, you know, it's going to take a little while to work our legs into playing at this pace a bit, and I think fatigue played a little bit of a factor there. Obviously, gave up 46 points. That's not where we want to be whatsoever. A lot of that came off of offensive rebounds. Just missed assignments, boxing out, too many second, third chance opportunities. And then, again, playing that fast-paced, we got to do a better job of keeping our hands off. I mean, we can't have teams shooting free throws for 8 and 10 minutes each half.
Yeah, they quickly got to the double bonus. I mean, we put them there in that third quarter.
Yeah, and we talked about that before we even started this game, that it's going to take a little while to get used to playing this pace, understand the angles you need to take, and I expected to see some foul trouble early on, not individually because of our depth, but just as a team and seeing them the bonus. But, you know, this is a good game for us to kind of tune up a little bit, looking towards next week, and we got some video to watch, and I think guys will be able to see some things they should do a little bit differently.
Talk about your depth and playing guys off the bench, rotating all 10 in nicely tonight. Your bench outscored the Mavericks 22-8.
Yeah, that's what we want to see this year. I said a bit, Michael had an outstanding game, 39 points, but said it's not just about him. We had three guys in double figures. We've got the ability for, I'd say, 7 or even 8 guys to hit double figures any given night. And if we just keep being aggressive offensively, we showed several spurts that, what was it, third quarter, even start of the fourth quarter, we just got stagnant. We got away from what we were successful with. Saw some great looks from outside, just didn't have the legs for it, unfortunately. And we talked at one of them timeouts about not settling, and let's get back to the rim.
Yeah, first quarter, too, we gave up a little run. You led 6-0. Coach Jobes took a timeout. They answered with 11 straight. Their largest lead of the game was in that first quarter, up 5.
Yeah, and we talked about, the Augsburg kid, Allenberg, number 23.
Mm-hmm.
He hit some threes on us last year. We knew that he was a good outside shooter. We did a good job there early on. He did hit a couple shots first half, but we did a poor job rotating and recognizing, communicating where he was, and that's the reason why they made that run. He got several good looks, mm-hmm. and we were just too slow to rotate out.
Well, coach, you get a few days of practice, and Friday night you begin the TLC with a game at Alterillia, and I know at the half, and that's the only score I have right now, 22-17, Alterillia was leading Ridgeview after two quarters.
Wow. I tell you what, I'm glad, number one, that we had a game like this to tune up for Alta. I think they're going to be one of the top three teams in the conference this year. You look at their roster, they've got some great rotation players, but they've got two of the top five returning players in the conference this year with Radke and Kruger, and that's going to be a handful for us. And you see them at the Jamboree and so forth, their pace, they like to push like we do, have a lot of athletes. I can't believe they only put up 22.
Well,
they're getting the season started just like we did.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. And we'll be there Friday night, broadcasting that game along Storm Lake Radio. You mentioned DeMars. I'll be anxious to see the quick stats once you get everything added up. Points, yes, but rebounds, assists, looking to find his teammates and get everyone involved. I mean, there's got to be a lot of pressure on him. You know, he's kind of the man coming back. We know that, averaging 25 games, something you and Ryguy talked about Saturday night at the Jamboree. But how does he handle all of that in your eyes?
Well, I think he realizes that his role needs to change this year, that other guys need to get involved. I mean, we talked about he had an outstanding game, scoring 39. Anyone would love to shoot and score 30 points a game, but it's hard to get there. And it's takes a lot of pressure off you if you get your teammates involved. Let's get the post players involved early on. And it starts to open up some driving angles for him then, too, by getting others going in the game earlier.
Hey, I'll see you Friday night, all right?
All right, thank you, Chris.
You're welcome. Coach Nick Landgraf joining me here in the post game. Storm Lake St. Mary's a winner tonight, 78-68 over Clay Central Everly.